This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Expressionless by Ivy Sir. In June 1972, a woman appeared in Cedars-Sinai Hospital in nothing but a white blood-covered gown. Now, this in itself should not be too surprising, as people often have accidents nearby and come to the nearest hospital for medical attention, but there were two things that caused people who saw her to vomit and flee in terror. The first being she wasn't exactly human. She resembled something close to a mannequin, but had no dexterity and fluidity of a normal human being. Her face was as flawless as a mannequin's, devoid of eyebrows, hands smeared in makeup. There was a kitten clamped in her jaws, so unnaturally tight that no teeth could be seen, and the blood was still squirting out over her gown and onto the floor. She then pulled it out of her mouth, tossed it aside, and collapsed. From the moment she stepped through the entrance to when she was taken to the hospital room and cleaned up before being prepped for sedation, she was completely calm, expressionless, and motionless. The doctors thought it best to restrain her until the authorities could arrive, and she did not protest. They were unable to get any kind of response from her, and most staff members felt too uncomfortable to look directly at her for more than a few seconds. But the second the staff tried to sedate her, she fought back with extreme force. Two members of staff had to hold her down as her body rose up on the bed with the same blank expression. She turned her emotionless eyes towards the male doctor and did something unusual. She smiled. As she did, the female doctor screamed and let go out of shock. In the woman's mouth were not human teeth, but long, sharp spikes. Too long for her mouth to close fully without causing any damage. The male doctor stared back at her for a moment before asking, "What the hell are you?" She cracked her neck down to her shoulder to observe him, still smiling. There was a long pause. Security had been alerted and could be heard coming down the hallway. As he heard them approach, she darted forward, sinking her teeth into the front of his throat, ripping out his jugular and letting him fall to the floor, gasping for air as he choked on his own blood. She stood up and leaned over him, her face coming dangerously close to his as the life faded from his eyes. She leaned closer and whispered in his ear, "I am God." The doctor's eyes filled with fear as he watched her calmly walk away to greet the security men. His last ever sight would be watching her feast on them one by one. The female doctor who survived the incident named her the Expressionless. There was never a sighting of her again. This episode of Creepy was presented by Lake Clarity.
Lake Clarity.
And here we are. Listeners, what we see before us is an extremely dilapidated summer camp. Only problem is,
it's locked.
After much painstaking labor, we were unable to break into the headmaster's cabin until...
until we found the unlocked tool shed.
All thanks to Allie. Of course, there wasn't any keys lying around, but Allie found a
crowbar.
Yeah, a crowbar.
If we're breaking in anyway, why don't we just use a rock?
Please. We're classier than a rock.
Come on, let's open this thing up. I want to test out my new crowbar.
Oh, your crowbar, huh?
Okay, 5, 4, 3.
So it's, 2:42 a.m. and everyone is asleep, and I swore I heard something outside.
Is that a light?
We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. Now please take me back to camp.
Want to hear more? Subscribe to Lake Clarity on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever podcasts are found. You can also find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, or by visiting our website, lakeclarity.com.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.